Welcome back to episode 6 of the Spongilla podcast, and today I want to talk about the Oculus Quest 4 animation. So as always, in the show notes, I'm going to have a link to the clip that I uploaded to YouTube, since it's kind of an unboxing and kind of an overview of what I like about the Oculus Quest. So it's very visual. But in this, since I'm not going to repeat what's in that clip, I want to talk about why I like VR. And I've been toying with VR for some time. I think this goes all the way back to, well, actual VR, where it's in 3D space and it's positional and you can lean in and things change and blah, 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 in terms of the scale and just where you are in a position. That was probably with the second SDK from Oculus. I think that's where it got a bit more serious with, holy moly, I love this. A long, long time ago when I was back in Switzerland, they had headsets, but it was basically a screen in front of your eyes. So if you would turn around your head, nothing would really change. And I think it was, I can't remember what it was, but you could play Wipeout, I think, for the PlayStation. Something, I can't remember why a PlayStation game was there to be able to be played. I don't know, because it wasn't a PlayStation VR accessory at all. I had also Zero, but I liked the idea. And I liked the idea, especially since I was watching so many sci-fi movies back then as a kid. And I mean, I still do now, that just the idea of VR was really cool. So after trying the SDK, I still got a bit motion sick, especially when it came to anything where there's a roll, if you're in a spaceship, or I think back then there was a roller coaster demo, I believe. But I liked it. It was really cool. And I liked the idea and the sense of being in this different world. And then I tried the Oculus Rift. I believe that was the first one. See, I say how much I like it, but now it's a blur. If it was the Oculus Rift or the Valve headset, I can't remember. What I remember was I was at work and we tried the Tatooine demo with the Falcon, and you have to repair the Falcon and Stormtroopers which would shoot at you. And to be honest, I can't remember if it was the Valve headset or the Oculus headset. That is a shocker. What I do remember though was being shot at by a Stormtrooper and just the reaction of a laser blast, the bolt going through your body, and you just, me at least, not say you, but I was physically reacting. I was really trying to dodge that blast, and just when it goes through your body, just you were expecting pain or something, some reaction, because that thing was just coming at you. But it was so cool to look around. You got the shadows, you could grab things, you got the interaction, we got the sense of scale. And I think that was one of the biggest things, was the sense of scale. Just when you are in a different world and you can look up and you can look around and you have that real sense of scale. And that continued if you play Budget Cuts. But I love going, even that very beginning, you're in that hallway and then you go forward and you walk through the door frame into another room. It's so cool. I mean, I'm also very lucky that I have a really big room and big office at home, so I could do a really good room scale demo. I don't have to stay standing, so I can walk around actually a lot. It's kind of thing, what is 3, almost 4 by 4 meters. So that was just so cool in Budget Cuts. But yeah, the early Oculus headsets were cool. But I just, when I got the Oculus Rift, just the comfort was really, really good. Then lots of demos there and lots of games to try out. And then Lucky's Tale, I thought was really cool. Back then, I got a bit queasy when it came to the camera movement, because you're playing this game and the camera is moving without you controlling it. So whenever you have that type of camera change or even perspective change, that is not something that you initiated, that made me a bit queasy. But then I got the Valve headset with the lighthouses. I put that up in my office, and that was just bananas. Because then you had all the other games. You got the Brookhaven Experiment, and you got Arizona Sunshine, and then it just exploded, and it was just the best thing ever. And I loved the games for that, especially Arizona Sunshine. I'm a big fan of zombie shooters as well. Yes, there was kind of the thing of wave shooters, you know, kind of like the pirate training or whatever you have, where you just wave after wave. But I have to say, when you have that gun in your hand or an axe or whatever weapon, this just transforms me back to the good old days of light gun games like Duck Hunt and, I don't know, Wild Gunman. I mean, at least for me in Europe, in Switzerland, when I was playing Nintendo, you had To the Earth, The Adventures of Bayou Billy, but then you also had arcade games, Time Crisis, and the was it Terminator 2? I just liked the aspect of light gun games, and with VR, it kind of came back. Actually, there is a retro, I think it's a side quest thing. I need to check again. I saw it somewhere on YouTube where you can sideload something onto your quest, probably also whatever the Valve headset, and you can play Duck Hunt. You can play all those old school games on the retro TV. I need to check, just thinking back about how awesome that was. And then the Oculus Quest came out, and I just love the idea that you don't have to have a cable, even though I didn't mind as much, because, I mean, after a while, I actually sold the Rift and stayed with the Valve headset for the longest time, because you can kind of tweak something and you can still buy Oculus games and then play those on the Valve headset. So I kind of did that moving forward. But then when the Quest came out, you didn't have to have a cable. The setup was so easy. You just have you create your boundary so that you don't walk into the walls, and you just turn it on and you play. And when you're done, you can turn it off, which was always such a problem for me with the Valve headset, because anything with PCs, and I've been with PCs for now, what am I? I'm over 40 now, so what, 30 years? There's always something. They always kind of break. There's something that crashes. It's just never you turn it on and you play. And that was, the biggest thing with the Valve headset. With Steam and PCs, there's always something that breaks, something that doesn't work. And it's always like 10, 15 minutes of troubleshooting until you can actually play a VR game. And that completely changed with the Quest. You just put it on, turn it on, play, you're done, then put it back, and that's it. And that was a big selling point. Yes, the graphics are, of course, not the same. But for things like Beat Saber, it doesn't really matter. Even Arizona Sunshine on the Quest is really cool. So I'm a big, big fan of the Oculus Quest. I actually took it back to Switzerland a couple of years ago, which means, what, a year, 2 years ago? Whenever it came out. And show it to my mom. And they have a place next to the lake. And they have a really big garden. So you wait until the sun is down. So you don't have the sunshine, sun rays going into your lens and breaking your headset. And then we tried that. And I was playing a tennis game. What was that called? Sports Scramble, I think it's called. And you can just run around. Like, was the area was, I think it ended up being like 10 by 10 meters or something. And you could just walk around, run around. It was the best thing ever. It was just so cool that you can take it from place to place. You can take it to a different country. You just scan your environment and you draw your boundaries. And then you just play. My mom really liked it. My dad wasn't quite into it, but my mom really liked it. It was just so cool, I have to say. Yeah, that just reinforces my whole fascination and love for VR. And that, of course, swaps over into jobs. I mean, you have kind of the classic feature animation, VFX animation, game animation, TV animation. But now you have AR and VR and companies that are taking this a bit more seriously. The growth is slow. It was always been projected to be slow. But that's a new job avenue, which is really cool. And then one of the things I want to do for the Quest, I'm going to post more reviews on YouTube when I have time, is to check out Quill and AnimVR and all the other VR animation tools. And I want to see how that works. I mean, I'm not really good in 2D, but so Quill wouldn't really be my thing. But I want to try them out. And I definitely want to try out the ones where you have 3D assets and see if that can be a really cool, fun, and maybe even quick way of visualizing something where, I mean, you don't have to go walk around in 3D space, but maybe just faster to create something, to position your camera, to think about a certain cool move or just a perspective of a camera. I'm just very curious how that's going to work out. So, and now that we are under the coronavirus quarantine, I'm not quarantine, but you know, you have to stay home and all the social distancing. So I have a lot more time. So there's a lot of stuff I want to do. So I need to prioritize what I want to do first. But that is definitely something I want to check out. And the more you do this, I think the more you get over some of the beginning hurdles. Like motion sickness is a big thing. I had it as well, but it's gotten a lot better. I still have it when I'm in a spaceship. There was a very cool X-Wing demo, but when you roll and you roll to the left or right, that is still a bit weird, I have to say. And again, for the Quest, I think the setup is incredibly easy and fast. So that to me is still a big plus compared to the PC setups. The price, it's definitely cheaper, and you got two different hard drive sizes. So that's also very appealing in terms of the price. And I think the Quest has all of that combined. I mean, that is a really, really big plus. Of course, the Valve Index, the quality is really good. It's actually very comfortable, and the controls are really good. A friend of mine has the Index, so I tried it at his place, and it was very, very cool. It's also a lot more money. Now, that being said, you don't have to buy the whole thing. You can just get the headset and then the controllers, and then the lighthouses, or, you know, it's a bit more flexible. But still, it's a lot more money. I'm going to wait a little bit. It's a big chunk. So we shall see when I get that, especially because I do really like the Quest. The games are on it. You know, stuff like Vader Immortal is really cool. So I'm not sure if I really, really need it. That being said, today is Monday the 23rd, March 23rd, 2020. And today, Half-Life Alyx is out, and I'm going to play tonight. So there's a big chance that I'm going to love it, and that I'm going to go, okay, I need to save up money for the Valve Index. There is a chance. I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but you never know. So yeah, and that's going to be probably one of the future clips. I'm going to do a review of the MSI Prestige computer, because that's one that I got a couple months ago, and I wanted to test things out with animation and then Premiere and just editing and rendering things out, but also how it works with VR. And now that the Oculus has the Oculus Link set up, I'm very curious to see how the Half-Life game works with the Oculus Link and that setup. But so far, the MSI Prestige desktop is working really well. It's a very powerful machine. So I'm very optimistic. So tonight is a good night because there's spring break from my academy class. There's no class this week. So instead of having a class tonight, I can actually play Half-Life all evening, and I'm really looking forward to this. So once I have my impressions, I'll probably combine that into my Prestige desktop review. So look out for that. I think I'm going to publish this on Wednesday, so in 2 days. I think, we'll see. It depends. I have other stuff that I want to do. There are a couple of rigs that I'm reviewing right now that are really, really cool, and that should be up tomorrow. So they are the rigs from Look Rig. That's the website. So check that out. If you go to my site in the future days, you will have an update and really, really cool rigs. But anyway, that's it. I would say that's it for this clip. Check out the Oculus Quest for Animation clip on my YouTube channel. And it gives you the overview of what's in the package and what you could expect. And it's just kind of a quick unboxing. And as always, if you have any thoughts, any comments, anything that you want to add, you can add it on the YouTube channel comment section or on my podcast, blog comment section, however you want to do it. Other than that, I think that's it. And I'm going to end this episode, and I will hopefully have your ears in the next one.